Yeah, I've chatted with all of them. Some of them during the World Cup. I think I checked in. We all checked in with each other during the World Cup at least once. But after the World Cup, yeah, I've had the opportunity to catch up with all of them at different times. I think that it was similar. I think we had similar feelings during the World Cup where we went in and we just wanted to kind of take it all in. And we felt this pressure to be like, wow, we're all at our first World Cup right now and we want to take in this entire experience and be really grateful for it. But that we all found that really difficult to do when you have a very specific competitive task at hand and you just want to get the best out of yourself. So I think in some ways we all felt like it was a pressure cooker of an environment. And that's not always very fun. And I think it's tough to tell people when people come to you and they're like, how much fun did you have at the World Cup? And of course, yeah, I had a lot of fun. I mean, I had a great experience, but day to day, you're not there vacationing. You're there to train hard, recover well, sleep hard. It's not all fun. And I think we all experienced, or we all had that as a similar experience. We're like, wow, yeah, this is difficult, mentally, emotionally, and physically, very demanding. But at the end of the day, yeah, we're going to look back on it and it's going to be an incredible experience.